very warm.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Monty. This is Steve.
Monty, how are you, Steve?
Great. I've got a couple ladies. We've got a couple ladies on the line, and they have a question about Friday's call that you can answer for them.
Great.
And since you're
where
on
are
the
these ladies from? If you give me your name and the state, I'd appreciate it.
I'm Josephine. I'm from North Carolina.
Good.
And I'm Maddie from Delaware.
Hello, Maddie.
And I'm glad you were on, Monty. I just asked Steve a question. You had mentioned Ezekiel cereal on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, was that a brand name or a dry cereal, or where do you get it?
It's a dry cereal, and it is made by a company called Food for Life. And it is called Ezekiel, just like it's spelled in the Bible.
That is E something?
E-Z-I, oh shoot, I don't have my box here.
E-I-A-L.
Yeah, right.
E-I-A-L?
Yep. And you can, I found it in my co-op here in the Olympia area. You can find it in most health food stores. Some stores do carry it, but it is a total whole grain cereal. Absolutely no sugar added, no preservatives or anything else like that. And I found that to be very, very good. And they have other products, too, from anywhere from bagels to, I also utilize their pasta, their spaghetti. It's a whole wheat, wonderfully good product, I believe. And that's one that I found to be very good. Now, they have different kinds of cereals. And I will say this right up front. If you don't like raisins, don't get the cinnamon raisin Ezekiel cereal. Because I have never seen a cereal in my whole life, even going back to the days when they used to really put raisins in.
Right.
And nowadays you buy it and there's a very few raisins. This thing is absolutely loaded with raisins.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it. So
wow.
If you like raisins, that would be a good one. I usually get the original. And also there's one with flaxseed, and I get those are the two that I usually get. Okay?
Good.
Have a great...
What was the name of the thing?
Pardon?
What was the brand name again?
It's Ezekiel.
Oh, I got that. Okay.
Yeah,
brand name.
And it's food. It's made by a company called Food for Life. They make breads and everything else. I got on it when we were doing the regular lifestyle call, and... I find that to be a good breakfast for me when I want cold cereal, or I'll have good old potatoes, hash brown potatoes, with some sort of a fruit. Also, what I do with my Ezekiel cereal is I use soy milk, non-fat soy milk, and then I put in anywhere from a shot to two. What I say, shot.
I'm telling you.
Well, we have a shot glass here in the house, and it's exactly 1 ounce. And I thought, I told Mom, I said, geez, now I got the reason to utilize this shot glass. But I take either, I put in a shot to two, which is an ounce to 2 ounce of our Siaga in with it, and it gives it a very nice, a berry tasting cereal. I really enjoy it, and so when I do it those days, I don't have my fruit with my cereal, my whole fruit in my cereal. I use the Siaga, but of course Siaga does not have any fiber in it, but fruits, of course, do carry an awful lot of fiber, okay? So why don't we go ahead and see who else has joined us? I've heard a lot of people click on, so if you haven't signed in yet and would like to tell us your name and where you're from, we certainly would appreciate that. So, and I'm Monty, and I'm from Washington. Anybody else?
Darlene, and I'm from Redding, California.
Darlene from California. Good morning, Darlene. Next.
Dottie from Massachusetts.
Dottie from Massachusetts. Good morning, Dottie.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. Next.
Mary Lou from Washington.
Mary Lou from Washington. And I heard
Mary Lou from Texas.
Oh, Mary Lou from Texas. Good morning, Mary Lou. How have you been doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Great. Thank you. Next.
Paulette from Minnesota.
Paulette, good to hear your voice again, dear. Okay, next.
Mary from Washington.
That was who?
Mary Dean from Washington.
Oh, Mary Dean. Good morning. Glad to have you on the call with us this morning. Anybody else?
Phil from Kansas.
That was Phyllis from Kansas?
Joe. J-O.
Oh, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Joe from Kansas. Okay, anybody else?
Bonnie, Minnesota.
Bonnie from Minnesota. Bonnie, glad to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Bonnie from Michigan.
Bonnie from Michigan?
Connie.
Connie.
Yeah.
Good morning, Connie. Glad to have you. Anybody else? Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being here on the call this morning. This is, of course, the Advanced Lifestyle Call. And the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. Of course, we all know that when better health is attained, all areas of our life will be impacted, and oh, so true. The people you hear today are, and some of them, are part of a study product group that are actively applying both the principles found in the finest study book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made by a wonderful corporation called Vicin. The China study where the book begins was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. Anybody know how many people that included?
880 million.
800 million participants, that's correct. And who was that?
That was Joe.
Joe, thank you. And attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass on the call number and the time to others. We'd like to thank you for allowing us to enter into your home, your office, your car, or wherever you're listening to us today. For those of you that maybe have some background noise or don't or moving around doing dishes or in an airport or do whatever, if I could get you to star 6, please do that. That would mute out any background noise that you might be contributing. And when you go to speak up, please hit star 6 again and unmute yourself. So, well, hello, everybody. Here it is, August the 13th. I said that not too long ago, I think. Only it was Friday, August the 13th. It was sometime in July, but this is Monday, and it's a great, wonderful way to start the week. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. And one of the things that we do usually on the second Monday, after the first Monday after we have a guest speaker, is we kind of go back and we review what things that have happened over the last week to 2 weeks. And I'm going to start out that August 1st, and that was when LaVon Wagenbach talked about size, great results, and basically after the change from a heart condition and when he changed to a plant-based diet, basically the huge amount of difference that he and she noticed in regards to their health. And I believe she said Cy lost over 30 pounds and is doing absolutely great now. I'm not going to talk about the particular dates, but we went on over. Then we discussed on another day, we discussed the 8 principles of eating right, and one of the principles that was out of the China Study book, chapter 11, and one of the ones that really, there was 8 principles, the one that I really think an awful lot about and really made a lot of sense to me when I first was reading this book, and kind of was my aha for that day in reading that particular chapter, is principle 3 says, there are virtually no nutrients in animal-based foods that are not better provided by plants. I'll read that again. There are virtually no nutrients in animal-based foods that are not better provided by plants. And basically, overall, it's fair to say that any plant-based food has more similarities in terms of nutrients compositions to other plant-based foods than it does to animal-based foods. And there's a chart on page 230. Mary Lou talks about that an awful lot. And that kind of will explain a little bit to you in regards to that. And that was in the China Study book. And that kind of rang a bell to me because when I was looking at this, I was looking for validation and some great information. Also, during the last few weeks, we got a report on how those were on the cruise. Some people went on the cruise to Alaska with Ruth and Shar, and a bunch of them took off. I think it was close to 75 to 100 people went on up to Alaska. And they really tried out this idea of eating a plant-based item in regards to the cruise. I understand also the China Study book actually became a very hot topic, and a lot of people wanted to know about it. Shar said she even found out that people had been eating that way for some time, and that was kind of exciting. And one of those people, which Shar then interviewed during last Monday, was Janie, and Janie gave us a testimony of her son on how basically the changing to a plant-based diet literally saved his life, and the wonderful results that she got from that. What I mean by wonderful results,
Onision being able to take care of her son and provide the proper food that will allow him to have the best possible health that he could have. I'm sure as a mother that totally got her excited. And matter of fact, you can also go to lifestylesupport.org where those interviews are. If you missed them and you'd like to go in and listen to them again, and that's at lifestylesupport.org. And that LaVon Wagenbach interview was on August 1st, and Janie's interview with Shaw was on August 6th. Also, this last week, we had some great results, or should I say some great recipes were talked about. Anywhere from, get this, ginger, macadamia, coconut, carrot cake, all the way to green mango salad and a lasagna salad. And one of the other things that I thought was real interesting, even about a green smoothie, and get this, made with spinach. When I heard that, and I knew when Mary Lou heard it, she thought, yuck. But when she tasted it and did it, she thought it was a great, great smoothie, a green smoothie made with spinach. What a way to put a way to get spinach into your body. Also, we've had a call of teasers. I think it was somebody mentioned this was a call of teasers, and of course the teasers was all about the new product, I think, that was getting ready to come out here on August 18th. And the nice thing about that is that we are having the Nikin of Rhythm all across North America on August the 18th in your local area, and that's where you'll be able to go and get some great information on Nikin, hear some wonderful speakers, get caught up to date in the 90-day program. And also, there's going to be a new product that Dr. Naidu is going to be introducing. And for those of you that were on Vance's call, you heard him talk about, also I happened to mention it last Friday, that in the new Living Well Nikin magazine, there's an article on page 17. It's called No Bones About It, where it kind of throws a thinking hint at us at where this product is actually going. And for those of you that are curious, like me, and love to research and do whatever, there's two words in here, or one word in here, that I don't know if any of you picked up or not, but it's basically in the middle of the page, in the right-hand column, and it says, diet is critical in maintaining, and I'm going to spell this for to you, O-S-S-E-O-U-S. I'm going to call it O-C-C-S. Okay, health. If you want to know a little bit possibly more about what's coming your way and the advantage and what this can do to your body and to your bones and cartilages and everything else, you might want to click into your internet and type that in and pull up that particular word, O-S-S-E-O-U-S, and health, and it will kind of explain a little bit more. Also, we even talked about the ice cream. A soy ice cream that it was on my mind. I had one of my distributors want to know if there was anything like that, and we came up with, it's called Soy Delicious, is a good one. Also, we talked about, some people talked about what changes they're starting to see in their bodies in regards to weight loss, and I've been seeing some weight loss. Others are just feeling better, and yes, some are struggling to make this change, and I think that's kind of important. When I say important about making change, I think that also in the book, The Perfect Health, and that's one of the books that we recommend you get, chapter 16 is titled Making the Transition. And it says, by now you are probably overwhelmed. Where do I start? I can hear you say. And there's some great information in that chapter, different steps to be taken and listening to. Plus we discussed on Friday now, we discussed reading labels, and the reason we used Pam as an example, and I think what I got out of that, and I tried to stress, was that no matter what is said on the front of a box, or on a can, or a bottle, if it tells you it's fat-free, if it's no trans fat, or it's whatever it is, you better read the labels, because we did some amazing things and found out that the label on Pam is true. If you go abide by the servings, but one-third of a second spray, if you do anything more, then you've increased the quantity of what basically is on the label. So now totally, in my opinion, becomes another product and makes the front of that can untrue. So that was kind of the last week and a half. Round it up. Does anybody have anything else you'd like to say? Or during the week, or weeks, I should say, a couple of weeks, has there been anything that really stood out for you that has made a difference in regards to this program? Now, don't y'all speak up at one time, because it's kind of hard to clarify who's speaking.
Monty?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dottie.
Go, Dottie.
This will be the first speaker, I guess. Listen to that DVD on VegForce, Jeff Norvick.
Yes.
And it was absolutely phenomenal. It was awesome. I mean, everybody should really look at it before it depletes itself, you know? Because it was very, very good. I know a lot about reading labels because I used to teach it, and there were some things that I didn't even know about, so that was a good thing.
So you validate the information he had to say as being valuable and particularly healthy for us.
Very much so. Very much so. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I enjoyed it very much and really realized that sometimes we read labels, but yet we really don't really understand what we're reading. I thought I really knew the labels, but now I'm listening to Jeff speak and everything else and understanding why the labels say what they do. And after you look at that bed sort, that DVD, as a matter of fact, it's free, folks, and it's on vegsource.com. I don't know how many more days it's going to be up, but it's an 80-minute DVD. It's free. If you get a chance, go ahead and take a look at it. If you don't, well, just remember that the main thing that Jeff kind of gets across is that never, never believe what's on the front of a box or a bottle or a can. Always read that label, and particularly knowing what the serving size is, because, you know, I can know for me, and even in the past, it was like if I wanted cereal, it was nothing for me to fill the bowl of cereal, not realizing, thinking I had a serving, and not realizing that I pretty had anywhere from 3 to 4 servings in there, and so the calories and everything else was tripled and whatever. So thank you, Dottie, for that. I really appreciate that. Does anybody have anything else you'd like to talk about or say that you got out of last week or week before?
Honey, would you say that again, where you find that one about Jeff, about the label?
Yeah, it's on VegSource, VegSource.com.
Okay, thank you.
And it's right on the front page, and you just click on there where it says to listen to this for free, and I hope it's still there. I haven't been in there this morning, but that's a great DVD to listen to. Particularly, okay. I love about reading labels and what's in our food and how the food industry is programming us to think that what's on the front of a box is true, and he'll show you why you really need to think about it for yourself and your family.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have any comments on what they discovered the last week or two that has made a benefit to you? Mary Dean, are you still on the call?
Yes.
Okay, is there anybody out there that possibly has any questions? Mary Dean is kind of our a resident a medical person, you might say. Does anybody have a question for Mary Dean? Or Mary Dean, what have you found since you've been on the program in regards to health for yourself or your family? Anything?
Well, I can't believe how much better I feel since I eliminated animal and refined products. And this was I was a little reluctant to do this because I had had great results with our previous lifestyle program, and I was pretty programmed to eat like that, and so I was overwhelmed at trying to figure out how to change things with my family, but I have to say, my family's coming along way faster than I thought they would, and I feel so much better. I really think that when I got on the Zone program, I ate more dairy than I've ever eaten in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I know that it was having an adverse effect on several systems in my body, and I was amazed that within less than a week how much better I feel, and I have more energy, and I was having some joint problems that were significant, and those all went away.
Oh, be in your family changing their diet, is there one thing that you could recommend to people that maybe they do or don't do when they're trying to introduce this to their family?
Be patient. You know, any change at all is better than no change. And you know, if I can, but I had one son who called me the protein Nazi. It's not like the amount of protein I was insisting that he eat all the time. So he's in heaven, and he loves beans. And now I'm seeing him pile more vegetables on his plate, and the food's going to be a challenge for him. But I have to tell you, it's been quite an eye opener, and we had to work at our parish picnic all day yesterday, and you could imagine what kind of food was served there. And it was, I guess I was enough into it that I didn't get derailed, and I brought my own black bean burger that I had made and frozen,
mm-hmm.
and just put that up there and stayed clear. You know, they had white buns and all that kind of stuff, so I just stayed clear of all that. And but I've had such a healthy breakfast that and because I know how good I feel, the temptation wasn't there, because I don't like not feeling well. I had one day where I ate some cookies at a potluck thing, and I just felt so crummy the next day, so I just am not going there.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Does anybody have a question for Mary Dean at this time? If you do, speak right up.
Monty, there's a new person who has a question. I'll let them go ahead.
Go.
This is Mary Lou, and I've been, like you said, one of those that kind of came along gradually, doing lots with the fruits, but it seems like by late afternoon, I'm getting very hungry, so I've got to do a lot more work on getting the right food into me so that I'm not hungry.
One of the things I'd say, Mary Lou, and that I have found out, is that because we're eating plant-based, and that instead of making our meals now around a protein. In other words, what I mean by that is when people say, well, what are you going to have tonight? Well, I'm going to have pork chops. I'm going to have...
We've always done that. All of that.
You know, I know. We all have, you know. Well, now I find out that if I really include a starch, a real good starch, as my main portion of my menu, whether that be potatoes, rice, squash, you know, whatever, something that is high in starches, one thing I've found, and Dr. McDougall talks about it a lot, and that is that starches are the food that will give you the longest satiety or the satisfaction of being full that there is. So what you might do in that is increase your intake of starches. And that's one of the nice thing I like about this program, is that we're not limited to a portion size of 3 ounces or 6 ounces or whatever. You know, Dr. McDougall talks, and most of them talk about that really get into this kind of way of eating, and that is you should eat till you're full. Not overly full, but eat till you're full, because the calories that we're absorbing into our bodies is going to be a whole lot less than what we were normally eating in the American type. And if we do absorb more calories, they are better calories for us than we are in the good old American diet.
Yes, Kathleen.
Go, Kathleen.
What's your afternoon snack?
I've usually been doing fruit.
Fruit?
I've been doing a lot. We had a lot of fresh peaches, and I was putting up peaches, and I probably ate a lot of peaches.
Well, so is it after your snack that you're hungry?
It seems like it's in the late evening after I've had an evening meal, but possibly, you know, this is just like retraining everything in the world to you again.
Sure.
I haven't been on starches for so long.
So, what is your evening snack?
Do what?
What is your evening snack?
Well, I'm just almost getting ravishingly. I want anything in the world almost that's in the kitchen, you know. It's just terrible. I like you said, I broke kind of every rule, but at the end of the day, I'm not sticking with anything, so I don't really know the good snack that I'm doing. I've just been having fruit, and I did about
fruits quick in and fruits quick out. That's not your best snack if you
okay,
want to
good snack? That's why I said I'm lost.
Popcorn.
I did popcorn that evening, and it was pretty good. But now, what about the oil back on it? I didn't do any oil on it. I just did, you know.
That's the best.
Okay, that's the way I did it.
The other thing that I found that really helped me
out was like, on it. It tastes so bland.
Yeah, I know. But our palates change. I can grant you that. Things I didn't think I would enjoy when I started this program, now I enjoy it very much.
Good.
One of the things that I do for snacks that makes it just real handy for me is I'll take some cauliflower, some broccoli, some baby carrots, baby corn, whatever, and just put it in a bowl with a lid on it with some Pymag water in it and just put it right in front of my refrigerator. So if all of a sudden I get hungry, I just reach in there and grab whatever I want and eat pretty much as much of it as I want. I don't overstuff myself. I think of it as a snack. And then sometimes if you can even take like salsa and use that as a dip. And if you want to dip it into something, salsa is a very good form of dip.
I use salsa, but I had thought about doing that at nap, but that would be great.
Sure, and it's good. The other thing, nice, it's nice and crunchy. They're crunchy in that Pymag water.
And they're no proof they're filling, too. Anybody else have any idea of a stack for Mary Lou?
Well, if Mary, this is Joe, and if Mary Lou's like me, I just needed to chew something. That fighting feel. And I happen to be more of a bread and I love breads and pastas. So for me, I had found some very healthy whole grain rolls that they're frozen, and then I bake them a big batch, so they're ready for either a meal or a snack. And at first, when I was so starved, I just kept eating. Like you, I ate way too much fruit. Well, then my blood sugar would just go up and down too much. And so I went to veggies. But then with this roll, this whole grain roll, I put hummus on the roll. And I break it into little pieces. And then I just feel like I'm really treating myself. And it's very, and it sustains.
Because you've not been off bread for so long, just about, you know. It's just such a shock to rechange your mind and change yourself altogether with this. But I have felt better ever since I've really been pushing the vegetables.
Well, that's why that chapter 13 in the book called The Perfect Health, The Natural Way, and by the fact you can get these books that focus on growth, that chapter 13, it really talks about the transition, and it talks about how to do it and how you shouldn't do it and how some people can do it one way, some people can go with cold turkey, some people can't. But the whole idea is to be like I think what Mary Dean said, and that's just be patient with yourself, know you're headed in the right and different direction, and things will kind of work out for you. Now, I want to just break in here real quick because I heard somebody say we had a new person that had a question. Could that person ask that question at this time if you're still there? I guess maybe they're gone or whatever. But whenever does any new people have a question that they need asked at this time? Okay. Does anybody else have anything you'd like to say? Any comments you'd like to make about the program or how you doing on it?
This is Suzanne from Reston, Louisiana.
Suzanne, go ahead, dear.
Yeah, I found on the program that I'm hungry sometimes after I eat, but I think that's because I can now listen to my body. My body's not confused. It's hungry for more of the good stuff. It's kind of, I found right now, I'm just starting, I started August 1st, that when I eat, it's kind of like Chinese food. A little bit later, I'm hungry again.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the gnawing feeling of hunger. Before, I used to quiet it by ice cream or stuff that wasn't really good, and now I'm hungry for good stuff. I did have the popcorn, what's his name? Paul Newman has a really good organic popcorn that's a pop-in-the-bag popcorn. And before I could eat one whole big, huge bag because of the butter I put on it, now I find when I eat that just plain, I can't eat it all because I'm really getting what I need and not all that other stuff that I really didn't need, that kind of confused my turnoff valve. So anyway, I'm just really, really happy. I'm losing inches. I've lost some weight, but I'm mainly losing inches. My pants are getting bigger. And two, I'm really feeling well. We had company this weekend. It's my husband's birthday, and my son came in, and I made homemade spaghetti. And I had a little bit of it. It was, you know, meat and mushrooms and a bunch of other stuff. And I felt, that was the first thing I really ate off of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that it was dirty in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't as clean or as fresh as when I'm cooking on the China Study way. And then when I also cook on the China Study way and look into my pot and I see all those beautiful fresh vegetables and all those different colors, it's just really wonderful to be eating that way. I mean, I've always blessed my food that it would be nourishing and strengthening for my body, and that's like I was blessing brownies and stuff.
Well, you know, that's in the China Study, and of course some of the other people that, you know, some of us listen to and whatever. When we really understand what we are, how we were designed, what foods were given to us to eat, what foods we should eat, and what foods we shouldn't eat, based upon not just somebody that had a great idea or said, well, we want to do this or that, and we think it'll be beneficial.
All of this information that we're getting in regards to plant-based diet is all backed up with research and development, and these are things that people were eating and doing 2,000 years ago. I was listening to the China Study audio tape the other day, and I bought that tape, and I heard things in the audio tape about of the book that is different totally than that I didn't pick up in the book. And it talks about Hippocrates and Socrates and the things they were saying way back when, 2,000 years ago, about the best foods to be eating and why our bodies shouldn't eat, we weren't designed to eat these other kind of foods. And I go, this has been with us forever. And you know, and you look at when the China study and look at the Asian countries and a lot of those other countries over there that have been eating this way, mostly plant-based foods, when they don't have the diseases that we have here in North America or in countries that eat a high, rich protein and dairy diet, that has to be, tell us something. And in my opinion, it tells me that we, in our healthcare system in North America, I think we got the best there is. Could it be better? Yes, it could be better. I find people come to America to get taken care of and stuff instead of going to other countries. But if we can just get down this eating, new way of eating, the magnificent role that could be played in the health of our country by just eating a plant-based diet. And does that mean totally cutting out dairy and beef? If you don't want to, you don't have to. But when that research there is in front of me as an individual, I've had to make some choices, and for health reasons, I had to do this the way that, in my opinion, that I chose to do it. So, and I think we all want good health, no matter what we have or don't have. If we don't have it, we don't want it. If we've got it, we want to either stop it, slow it down, or reverse it. And doggone it, I really believe, and like I said, in my opinion, this new plant-based way of doing it, and I keep hearing people in this call saying how much better they feel, how much, you know, more energy they have. Even though it's not a weight loss diet as such, we're losing weight. Well, it just common sense says if you get away from all those things that are high in fats and everything else, you got to lose weight. If you get rid of the cholesterol out of your diet, your cholesterol has to go down. It's just things like that. So here I am again at 7:32 on my little soapbox and trying to do whatever. Does anybody else have anything else you'd like to say at this time?
I have a positive thing that I'd like to say about the media.
Go.
Today, I heard at the end of one segment of a morning show, they were talking about how U.S. is ranked 42, in longevity, and was commenting on that and what country in Europe, you know, is really low, et cetera. And they said, so what do you think we need to do about this? And they made wonderful, and I don't know who's going to catch it, but my ears are perked up, and they said, well, you know, what about that grilled steak? Because they just had a demonstration of the best way to grill steak. They said, okay, going to have to not do that grilled steak. And I had somebody else who had been on talking about tennis, and they said, okay, and you're going to have to get off that couch, and you're going to have to get out there and do tennis or something else. But it was very light casual. They weren't preachy, and I thought, oh, boy. But they said some great things like that, and I thought, you know what? We just can drop little things like this on people, so it's not just coming from us, but they'll hear it from other people, too.
Well, it's just like people say, well, you're doing what? And you're eating enough? You're doing what? And I say, yeah, it seems to be working for me. Well, what do you do about protein? And I say, well, it seems that, you know, that what I'm doing, I talked to my doctor about, he doesn't seem like there'll be any particular problems with what I've got, rather than to try to preach to him and whatever. And each of us have our own way of talking to people about this. But I do find that people turn off to things that are strange to them, or there are certain words that maybe they think means different things than what it really means. But I'm just so excited about it. And, you know, when you talk about longevity, you know, we all want it. But the key it is we want to be as young as we can be, and that's as healthy as we can be, but yet we all want to live a long, long life and be as healthy and have our mentality and our mobility and things like that. So I'm just really excited about this program, and I know a lot of you out there are getting some great results, and some of you it's taken a little bit longer than others, and that's okay. Everything in this program, in my opinion, is okay if you make any particular changes whatsoever. And our body balance works so well with this particular program, you know, with the burn and with the and with the Crave, and with the, you know, don't forget that Rev Up. If you need an energy pump up or whatever, and you like the product, go ahead and use it. And you know, some people are even taking the protein in and putting it in a scuba lid or so in their cereal. And some, you know, people are kind of doing it in different ways, and that's okay. It's just do whatever you got to do to get the best possible health that you can possibly get, because I know that's what we all want. So is there any new person on this call that has a question before we go ahead and sign it off on this Monday, August the 13th?
I'm not new, Monty. It's Bonnie. But no, it's okay to do the body balance, like to do one of those shakes together with this perfect health diet.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and most people are get concerned a little about it because it has a product called Whey in it. I'm going to get on the phone today, or maybe somebody on this call already knows, but I'm going to find out what the percentage of Whey is in the product that we have. But I utilize it every once in a while. I'll take a scoop and put it in there with my cereal along with my Siaga. Fiber is very important to our bodies. We all know that when we can put extra fiber in our body, that it's beneficial to our body because it binds with certain things that shouldn't be digested, and we can get that out of our body, and that just helps again with bowel movement, getting rid of the excess stuff as quick as we can. The quicker we can get it out of our bodies, the better off we are. Bitcoin fiber is doubly better for weight loss, that you can lose weight. But, you know, whatever a person is on this program for, it doesn't really matter, whether it be weight loss or, you know, you can even gain weight. And I'll tell you a way to gain weight on this program if you want to gain weight, eating a plant-based diet, and that's just eat yourself about 10 or 11 servings of fruit every day, and you'll find out you're gaining weight. I know Dr. McDougall mentions that if you're on this program for the purpose of eating plant-based for the purpose of losing weight, you probably should not have more than 2 or 3 servings of fruit in a day, because it is high in fructose, which is natural sugars, fruit is, and sugar is sugar, you know. So that's one of the things that he believes in regards to that. If you're on it for weight loss, is kind of cut back on your fruits. But that's why I like our veggies, our fruit and veggies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can when I want to have extra veggies or whatever, or extra fruit, I just slap some capsules down me. That's what these products are designed for. And the nice thing about it is, what Dr. Campbell talked about in the China study was whole foods. And what is our veggies? What is our fruit? What is our crimson? It's all whole foods. So we're just supplementing. Our barley, J Greenzymes, totally loaded with protein. You know, we shouldn't be backing off of anything that Neekin's got in order to do this particular program. All this did, in my opinion, all of our products do is supplement the whole idea of a whole plant food-based diet, in my opinion, and I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about August the 18th, and for those of you that are out there that are close to a function or whatever, make sure you try to get to that as quick as you can, because if you listen to Vance Call and Rick Murphy and Shar talk about some things, you should really be tweaked, because this sounds like a product that that pretty well much all of us could utilize, particularly if it's what Rick said, if it's a product that will enhance our body absorbing everything that we're putting into it, it will enhance that, and that we can actually get more benefit from it along with what it's actually designed for. This has got to be an amazing product, folks. And like somebody said, I heard somebody say, you just better get, if you're really into this thing and building a business and moving products or however you're taking advantage of unique in business, or if it's just for you utilizing the products personally, that this product alone is going to be very, very good for us. And this isn't the only one coming. There's some others coming down that are going to absolutely be marvelous and wonderful for our businesses. So I guess that's pretty well much all what I have today. I believe Shar will be with us tomorrow. I made the mistake Friday and said that Shar would be with us today. And I'm sorry, Shar has some appointments, and she's picking up somebody from the airport. And so here I is, and I should have been here to begin with, so I kind of fibbed you last Friday. But Shar will be with us tomorrow, and I just want to thank each and every one of you that are on this call, the pilot study group that are on this call, that are doing the things and setting the examples and the way that we should be eating and talking about. But I'd also like to thank them, and also like to thank all of our guests today that have been on the call. If you're here for the first time and you didn't get any questions answered, we're here every Monday through Friday from 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Please join us.
And if you heard something today that maybe offended you or didn't hear today something that you wanted to hear, come back tomorrow because probably that question will be answered. So then I'd like to invite you and direct you to the person that invited you to this call to answer any particular questions that they might have, you might have. But please come join us again. And for those of you that are here every day, hey, we love you. We appreciate you. You're what make this call happen. You're the people that are speaking up, asking the questions, giving some good, strong comments. It's all very, very important to each and every one of us because we are a support group. Just the nice thing about this support group is we can get out of bed in our pajamas, get on the telephone. We don't have to run in our car, go to some meeting somewhere, do it every, you know, we're here. And then, of course, this information is being recorded at lifestylesupport.org. Every Monday, Focus on Growth records the ones that are done on Monday. And also all the books are available at Focus on Growth. You can get your books there that we recommend, the four books. So I'd like to thank each and every one of you. Those of you that spoke up, appreciate you because you make my job so much easier. And I know people would rather hear you talk than me. So everybody go out, have a great week. Be here tomorrow. Have a good night. And Mary Lou, you have a real good snack tonight, okay?
Oh, I'm Mary Lou. Okay, bye, Marty.
Mary Lou from Texas. This is terrible when you got so many people on the call with the same name.
Mary Lou,
yeah. But Mary Lou, you have a good snack tonight. You can come back in tomorrow and kind of tell us how if you did any better, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
And Mary Lou from Washington?
Yeah.
I didn't talk about your Eminem testimonial because I feel in any way that you didn't want me to bring it up. But that was a great recipe that you talked about Eminem's. And anybody that would like to know more information about that recipe, please send Mary Lou an email, and she'll be glad to inform you that particular information.
Oh,
we'd love you all. Love you, Mary Lou.
Bye.
So more she said, have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks, honey.
You betcha. Thank all of you.
Bye.